And now welcome onto the call, live from the practice field, the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hello, Rob. How are we doing?
We're doing well. Before we get into game week and Bryant, just talk about how preseason camp has gone for your team and how you feel about your squad going into the season.
Been hot. Really hot. I mean, you know, 2021 started off. We're out there in January just, you know, fighting through snowstorms. And then all of a sudden this heat's been nothing like it since I've been here, at least. But the camp's gone well. They've grinded. You know, we put in the work. You know, we manage the bodies, and you know, we're ready to get to work and go get ready to play Bryant. You know, obviously, you know, long training camp, guys are ready to hit somebody else. Probably heard it from every one of the other coaches, but guys are excited about the opportunity to play and looking forward to getting out there on Saturday.
First question from Will. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Will. How are you?
Doing well. You know, just looking at the Bryant game, what went into getting them on the schedule? And what does it mean for you guys to have both Bryant and Brown on the schedule this year?
I think it's outstanding. You know, I think it was back when, I think it was John Banner was still, you know, doing our scheduling. He was an associate AD of ours. Thor, I think, has always wanted to have that game. And it certainly makes sense, you know, when you can sit there and play two in-state rivals and be able to establish, you know, a state championship at the college level. I think it's very cool. So we're really looking forward to it. We're supposed to have a long contract with them. And you know, unfortunately, we were unable to kick it off last spring, you know, when that was supposed to be our opener. But we're excited to get them here and excited to go play.
Thanks.
Next question from Kevin McNamara. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Jim. How are you? Jim, can you talk about I don't really know who Bryant's quarterback would be. You know, Ryan Clark finished up for them at the end of last year, and I believe Gage Maloney is there now. He's a transfer from JMU who you might be a little bit familiar with. Is it just too early in the season to worry about that stuff, or how confounding is that entering a season opener?
We've been around long enough, Kevin, to know that it's never too early to worry about stuff. You know, he's a lefty journeyman that, you know, ended up being a James Madison, was used in some Wildcat quarterback situations for them. Obviously been around a very successful program down there. Wanted a chance to take the reins and found Bryant as a home. We know he's a lefty. We know he was the South Carolina Player of the Year coming out of high school. He's a big 6'2", you know, 215-pound kid that throws a decent deep ball. So we've got a reasonable understanding of what he's all about, but, you know, we will always have the first game unknowns as to schematically what are they going to try to highlight and what are his strengths and talents based upon the personnel that they have.
And a follow-up, I'm curious, what type of crowd do you think you might see for your season opener with obviously everyone back on campus?
I think it's going to be sold out. I've been hearing that, you know, that the tickets were very scarce as of last week. I think that they'll find a way to get people into the stadium. If you want to come out and watch a good football game and go out and celebrate Meade Stadium as we know it at night. You know, those were two great experiences back in 2019, which obviously feels 16 years ago. But it's a great night of football, and we'd love to have everybody hanging all over the place, you know, whether they're seats or not. But I think we're going to have a good crowd and very supportive, very excited people down here about Rhode Island football.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, last spring in your opener, Kasim Hill and Kevin Brown kind of were breakout guys that had huge games against Villanova. Now having those guys through the spring and heading into the fall, how do you feel about your offense going into the year?
I feel good about it. It's, you know, same old thing you always look at when you're a coach during training camp. You know, there's good and bad that happens every day. And unfortunately, one side of the ball is either that good or bad. That makes a little sense. But, you know, they've gelled together. We've got some new pieces in there that we're, you know, just trying to get up to speed. But, you know, they've had good training camps. I'm excited about the offense. We've got, you know, a good group. We obviously, like everybody else, got to stay healthy. But, you know, it's a good group, and they've got many, many tools. But, you know, once you've got so many tools, you got to pare that down and figure out what's going to work for each opponent. So I'm excited about what we have an opportunity to put out there, and the kids are ready to rock and roll.
switch sides of the ball a little bit to the defense. You have some guys back that didn't play in the spring season, maybe full go. Are you healthy on that side? And how do you feel about the defense going into the year?
I feel good. You know, it's been a an involvement for these guys. They made a mark last spring. We've got a good depth of the defensive line, and we're solid at all positions. But they're aggressive. They're excitable. I think they understand the fundamentals associated with our scheme. And the number one mantra is get to the ball. You know, I mean, I think they do that, and they've been taking the ball away, working on it every day in practice. And so I'm excited about it. We've got to, eliminate some of the big plays that bit us last year. But it's a good group. They've got good spirit. They've got a very good understanding of our scheme. And so now it's a question of getting the game ready and let it go out and cut it loose.
We touched about this a little bit in media day, but obviously the spring, you guys 2-2-1, a couple of really good wins in overtime. Have you sensed a momentum and a hunger, especially the way the season ended, to really get going as this year goes underway?
I think anytime you have some success, there's a carry value of the confidence that goes along with that success. I mean, those were two character wins that we had. We went up both in overtime to be able to play the 60 minutes, as we all talk about. Disappointing finish versus Delaware, and then obviously COVID beat us all. But it's a good group, and they've carried some confidence, but I wouldn't say it's momentum. I mean, every year is a new year, and we're starting off fresh again. We're 0-0 undefeated right this moment, so now we have to go prepare ourselves, have good Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and get ready to go play our best football that we can on Saturday versus Bryant. Once you get that in the books, that's your standard, that's your level of where you are, and you look to improve that each and every week. It's not rocket science, but we've got a good group that knows that they can compete with everybody. We just got to go prove that on a week-to-week basis.
You touched on the quarterback situation at Bryant a little bit, but as you started to study Bryant, just talk about some of the challenges that they're going to present for you on both sides of the ball.
Well, I think their running back's a beast. He's a really well put together kid from Canada. He runs, got good speed, got good vision, can really hurt you because he's going to be a tough tackle. I know that for a fact, just watching how he operates. They've got a solid group of receivers, and from what I understand, an offensive line that they feel pretty good about. On defense, they've got the X factor in terms of just their, they know what they're doing. They play within their scheme. They play extremely hard. And so it's going to be a tough out. Every week you're going to have to be prepared. We've been down those before. When a couple of years ago, Merrimack came in and they were all jacked up to play, and it took us everything we could to be able to knock them off. So, we have to understand that, if the roles were reversed, they're an NEC football team, and they're a very good NEC football team, and they'll be looking to go ahead and take advantage of a victory over Rhode Island because of what we've earned is some credibility. So we got to go play. We got to go play. We got to play well, and it's going to take everybody to get it in the books as a W.
Jim, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning. Good luck on Saturday night, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Best of luck, buddy.